You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, the president used vulgar language in a meeting on immigration Thursday to describe African nations. A politics and foreign policy expert weighs in on the controversy. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. This week, a lawsuit from residents living near the future site of the Foxconn plant, a new entry in the race for governor, and a new ad campaign to lure millennials from Chicago to live in Wisconsin. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Let's start with the Foxconn plant, this development now going on. And there's a lawsuit against the village of Mount Pleasant, the future site of Foxconn. And this is from a group of a dozen homeowners near Foxconn's land who are slated to have their property taken by the village with the process of eminent domain. So what are they claiming here in this suit?
Sure. So, so for the Foxconn plant to be built, some people are going to have to lose their homes. It's built not in a very densely populated area, but in an area that there are some homes. And so so eminent domain, of course, is the process by which the government can force people to move. There are a lot of conditions on that, one of which is that the homeowners need to get paid. But as you can imagine, it is always a cause of controversy when people are getting kicked out of their houses. So this dozen residents in the area have filed a federal lawsuit to try to stop it from happening. They make the claim, among other claims, that that the project is for the benefit of a private company, that this is not a public benefit, which is what allows the government to take private land. And probably, maybe more importantly, they also claim that they're being paid much less than some of their neighbors who are in the same deal.
And have we heard from the village of Mount Pleasant about this?
Well, so you know, their view is that there's no merit to this lawsuit. This will be heard in court, and I think that to some extent, on a project this size, a certain amount of legal wrangling is actually an expected part of going forward with something like this. We're looking at the project spans 2,900 acres in the area. The question really, it may come down to, are these homeowners getting a fair price or getting a legally acceptable value for their property? It's possible that they could block this from going forward, but that feels like that may be unlikely.
And there's also been reporting on a group of renters at a different site told that they would need to find a new place to live, got eviction notices from landlords in preparation for selling to Foxconn. What's the latest on that?
Right, part of the same process, right? There's a whole, you got to move folks out of the way. And the landlords, what had happened was the tenants had gotten these notices that said they had less than a month to get out, 28 days, to leave, the bare minimum of time that they could be granted. And if you're a renter, that is a hardship. That can be a lot to ask. So the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported on this, and the landlords responded that they would give the tenants 90 days, so a little bit more time to find a new place to live.
We're going to look more at that issue coming up next Thursday at 4 here on Central Time. Want to move on to the governor's race. Rob, a lot going on there. Another Democrat with some name recognition joining the race for governor, Madison Mayor Paul Soglin, threw his hat in the ring. What does he bring to the table?
Soglin is the mayor of Madison since more or less forever. He is 72 years old, and I think that Jason Stein of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in his piece and others made the comparison that that Soglin is a Bernie Sanders type of figure. He's a septuagenarian. He's has a certain gruffness about him, and he's a liberal guy. And that is, as we have seen in Wisconsin, which was a base of support for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign, that has a certain appeal, and so I think that's going to be part of what Soglin tries to tap into in the Democratic primary.
Governor Walker tweeted about Soglin entering the race, saying, quote, "The last thing we need is more Madison in our lives." Soglin says, "Hey, wait a minute, we've had a good economic record in the state." Here's a listen to Soglin.
"Our success is far superior to the rest of the state. And when you take Dane, the seven counties that comprise the rest of the region, we are the ones that are making him look good. And he'd better say thank you."
So this is Walker versus one of many Democratic candidates. Why do you think we'll see other candidates singled out by the Republicans and Governor Walker, or are they going to wait and see who wins this thing?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is probably noteworthy that Soglin appears to be Walker's favorite Democratic gubernatorial candidate, and that could be for good reasons or bad. But yeah, for whatever reason, the governor is motivated to launch these attacks on Soglin, which has the effect. I mean, Walker knows what he's doing. Has the effect of elevating Soglin's candidacy as well. I guess it's because he's is high profile as a liberal Madisonian, and that is of course unpopular in some parts of the state. But it really, I mean, the substance of fighting is a little dumb. What I think it shows is how comfortable Walker and Wisconsin's Republican politicians are in treating Madison as some sort of foreign country. I mean, it is weird. You know, Madison is in Wisconsin, and Governor Walker is the governor of Wisconsin. So to set up a Wisconsin versus Madison dynamic is, I don't know what to make of that.
Rob Menser is with us from the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. We're looking at some of the top state news. And people have pointed out, while there's this back and forth over Madison versus the rest of Wisconsin, Wisconsin's using Madison to market itself to young professionals in Chicago with a new ad campaign. It launched this week in print ads and in video form. Here's a listen to one of the online ads.
An hour commute or an hour with friends? In Wisconsin, the average commute is less than 22 minutes. So you'll have more time to do the things you love. Wisconsin, it's more you.
And there are images of Madison with the Capitol in the backdrop, or one of the lakes in the backdrop. Tell us about this campaign, Rob.
Right. This is the $1 million effort to bring people to Wisconsin. And, I think there's some appeal to that, right? Highlight the quality of life aspects of living in Wisconsin. Indeed, it is true that, the commutes in the Chicagoland area are horrible. And who wouldn't want to live in a beautiful state like ours? So, there's also the true fact that Illinois has the highest rate of people leaving the state in the United States, and Chicago specifically, at least according to some measures, is the city that is losing population at the highest rate, major city in the U.S. So Illinois has its own problems, and this is an attempt by Wisconsin to capitalize on them.
And before we let you go, Rob, some great cooking news in Wisconsin. We talked to you about Jen Barney a while back, the Wisconsin baker who won the Food Network's Holiday Baking Championship. She's from Stoddard. This week, a big competitive TV win for Wisconsin. Madison chef Tori Miller won Iron Chef Showdown. I missed it. I think I'll go back and watch it. Did you catch this one, Rob?
Ooh, I love Iron Chef. I caught it. Yeah, you're right. Wisconsin is crushing it in televised cooking competitions. Tori Miller of Gray's and other Madison spots won on meal using bison as the mystery ingredient, and it looks delicious. I'm in.
And he had a Wisconsin cheese, I think, that put him over the top.
That's right. His bandaged Wisconsin cheddar is the new Parmesan, and his quote in the show was, "In Wisconsin, we put cheese on everything," which I checked, and that checks out. That is true.
The fact check, true. Rob, thanks as always for joining us.
All right, thank you.
That's Robert Menser, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. He joins us each Friday to recap the week's biggest state news stories.